Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. New Jersey State Police identified the two people killed in a crash yesterday on Route 55 that shut down the freeway for hours. As KYW's Nina Barati tells us, it happened when investigators say one of the drivers crossed onto the wrong side of the road.
Around 9 o'clock Thursday morning, officials say a man was driving a Jeep Compass going south on Route 55 in Gloucester County when at some point he crossed over the grassy median strip. The driver was identified by New Jersey State Police as 62-year-old Stanley Kahana from Philadelphia. They say he then drove the wrong direction down the northbound side of the freeway. The Jeep and a Toyota RAV4 crashed head-on, according to officials, which caused both of the vehicles to turn over, and they say the Toyota caught on fire. Kahana and the driver of the Toyota, identified by investigators as 53-year-old Jennifer Huffnell from Deptford, were both killed. No other passengers were in the car, per state troopers. A portion of the highway was shut down for several hours on Thursday. The crash is under investigation. Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council will take up the cause of bike safety with a bill to prohibit vehicles from stopping in bike lanes. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports it's one of several bills introduced yesterday in Council's first session of the fall.
It's a common problem for cyclists, getting around vehicles that ignore the no parking signs next to bike lanes. Councilman Kenyatta Johnson's bill would raise fines for even a brief stop in a bike lane.
This is our effort in making sure that we address bicycle violence here in the city of Philadelphia. We will continue working with stakeholders who want to make sure that we have a safer city for pedestrians who ride bicycles.
The bill drew applause from bike safety advocates at the meeting, but more than a dozen of them, including Brian Scheffler, testified that stronger, more immediate measures are needed.
We need concrete barriers now. Design guides behavior. We need to guide behavior today and protect people.
Council also got bills to impose restrictions on mobile services in Kensington, update EV charger rules, and preventively protect libraries from censorship. It also approved nearly a dozen hearings on issues ranging from prison conditions to new water department meters. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
As the nation comes to grips with yet another school shooting, experts weigh in on the mental health impacts these tragedies have on kids and what steps should be taken to keep guns stored safely at home. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Statistics show there have been at least 23 shootings in the nation this year at K through 12 schools that resulted in injury or death. According to Philadelphia pediatrician Dr. Vivek Ashok, a firearm safety liaison for the Pennsylvania American Academy of Pediatrics, the mental health impacts on children witnessing these incidents, even indirectly, is palpable.
Especially what I see in my primary care practice. The children have increased rates of anxiety, of depression. Some go on to develop post-traumatic stress disorder.
He says most of them deal with fear and anxiety because schools are supposed to be safe spaces. Meanwhile, David Austin, South Jersey lead for Be Smart's Moms Demand Action, a gun safety advocacy group, says between 80 and 90% of the firearms that are used in school shootings come from the shooter's own home, a family member's home, or in some cases, the home of a friend. So they need to be properly stored.
Unload the weapon and to store the gun in a storage box, a locked container, or in a gun safe, separate from the ammunition.
He says a hidden gun is not a safely stored gun. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.